As election 2016 gathers momentum, the manifestos of the two main political parties, NDC and NPP, are being put to scrutiny. The Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition, GNECC, has launched a report on the 2012 and 2016 manifestos of the two parties in relation to education. The report revealed that the NDC's promises on early childhood education and the school feeding program were among other promises that were not achieved. On the NPP, the report welcomes the party's promise of collaborating with religious bodies on education, but said the party's decision to restore the teacher trainee allowance needs to be looked at critically. This is because the allowances cost the nation about $50 million annually. Joyce Jache reports.
In conducting the research for the report, GNEC looked at the 2012 manifesto of the NDC on education and the 2016 manifestos of both the NDC and MPP. This was related to the global and regional frameworks on education, mainly the SDGs and the AU Agenda 2063 and other national relevant policy documents. It looked at how the promises related to the various goals and targets set in the frameworks. The report said the 2012 manifesto of the NDC made 38 promises, including early childhood education and basic education. Bright Appiah is a chairperson of GNEC and talks about some of the difficulties in the manifestos.
Then the area of early childhood care and development. In the 2012 promise to encourage the establishment of conventional and non-conventional facilities that promote the survival, growth and protection of all children. Then of course, looking at this promise and how it was crafted, we think that it is very difficult for a political party to achieve it because it is not specific and we think that it's not measurable.
On the school feeding program, the report revealed that 40% coverage has been attained. It covered 1.7 million children out of the 5.7 million in public schools between 2014 and 2015 academic year. Bright Appiah raised concerns about the placement of the early childhood education under the Ministry of Gender and Social Protection because it excluded such children from the school feeding program. The report said the training of teachers for the early childhood education was achieved, but the teachers are yet to be posted. On the NPP manifesto, the report said the party's decision to finance education from the kindergarten level to SHS solely on the oil revenue will be a problem. This is because with current fallen price of oil on the world market, that alone will not be enough.
Joyce Jeche reporting.